This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday Israel is continuing its war in Gaza, but is also preparing for scenarios in other areas. Amid concern, Iran was preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. In comments released by Netanyahu's office following a visit to a southern Israeli Air Force base Thursday, Netanyahu said, "We are preparing to meet the security needs of the state of Israel, both in defense and attack." His comments came after Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Wednesday again promised to retaliate against Israel over the killings of Iranian generals in a strike on its consulate in Syria. Dozens of aid trucks entered Gaza through a Rafah crossing Thursday morning amid international pressure for Israel to allow more humanitarian supplies into the besieged enclave. The trucks were seen passing the crossing and heading to the United Nations depot in Rafah, Gaza's most southern city, where they were offloaded. Amongst the supplies were tins of vegetables and baby products. The Ukrainian parliament Thursday passed a controversial new law to boost much-needed conscripts and fill army ranks. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's parliament has passed a law that will govern how the country recruits new conscripts. Following months of delay and after thousands of amendments were submitted to water down the initial draft, lawmakers have dragged their feet over the law, which is expected to be unpopular. The move was spurred by a request from the military command under former army commander Valery Volozhny, who said Ukraine was in need of up to 500,000 new recruits to boost army ranks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's meetings with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida have included agreements on a joint lunar mission, investments in semiconductors and clean energy. But the strongest focus has been on military deterrence, enhancing cooperation not only in the South China Sea, but also in the air with a new network of air missile and defense architecture. Those defense talks will continue Thursday with a special summit, as VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakwasara reports.
Biden and Kishida will expand their meeting into a trilateral summit Thursday, adding Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., another U.S. ally. That meeting will focus on freedom of navigation as tensions in the South China Sea ramp up between Beijing and Manila. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said the U.S. move stoked confrontation. She said no external intervention will affect China's will and determination to safeguard its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests. Patsy Wittakwasara, VOA News.
Lawmakers in the European Parliament Wednesday voted to approve a revamped migration system that the pro-European Union political center promises would reduce irregular arrivals of migrants while seeking to soften an issue the far right has embraced ahead of the European Parliament elections in June. Speaking in Rome Thursday following meetings with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, European Council President Charles Michel said he welcomed the new migration plan.
This is an improvement of the tools we have in our hands to be in control, point one. And you know that together with Italy, with President Meloni, we are working very hard to engage with third countries outside of the EU, origin countries, transit countries, so that we have a broad cooperation with those countries, including in the field of migration.
The new plan is designed to reduce times for security and asylum procedures at external European Union borders. Strong spring storms wreaked havoc across the southern United States late Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings. Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities. A couple of injuries.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. There was heavy damage to a church in Port Arthur. And in Katy, Texas, a severe thunderstorm collapsed part of the roof of a Firestone repair shop, flinging an air conditioning unit into the parking lot. In Mississippi, the Emergency Management Agency said over 70 homes were damaged. In Scott County, the sheriff reports that a 64-year-old woman on an oxygen machine died after her home lost power. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.